Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
We, of course, have been following the story of whistleblowers in South Africa. Whistleblowers playing an incredibly important part, specifically in our country, over the last number of years, as they have stepped forward and reported some of the terrible levels of corruption that have been taking place. Well, how much responsibility should the government be holding in protecting whistleblowers? How are we doing in South Africa compared to other countries? Ben Taran is the executive director of the Whistleblower House. Very good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning. Thank you for having us. I'm very well, thank you.
So it's a, I mean, obviously we've seen the recent murders. We've seen some terrible things happening. Tell me about how it looks from an overall perspective.
It is extremely difficult to have this conversation because South Africa is in the middle of many crises. And the only people that can come forward and will come forward are people that are willing to blow the whistle to ensure that our future is secure. Because without whistleblowers, we won't know about anything. And the doctor in Gauteng is one of those cases where if he didn't come forward, nobody would have known how bad the situation is. So overall, it's extremely difficult. It is sad that whistleblowers don't have the protections and the rights. They have the rights, but they don't have the protections that's supposed to be awarded to them.
Is it a government responsibility?
It's a combination of government, but government should be taking the lead. The problem that we have is with government having been the center of state capture. They should be responsible for ensuring the safety and the security and the well-being of whistleblower. But ultimately, the whistleblower will be blowing the whistle against them. So they in a Catch-22 situation, I'm saying that tongue-in-cheek, but they're supposed to be doing this. And if you consider what the Zondo Commission specifically said, and the Zondo Commission was absolutely, they wrote the book on state capture, they've given the recommendations. And two things they said is, the present system offers no inducement to the whistleblower to break cover, number one. And then the other one is, as a matter of urgency, effective protection from retaliation should be put in place. So that gives you just a snapshot of what is required by government to do. And I said it's a combination of government, but you also need to bring in companies, because when a whistleblower blows and brings information to the fore regarding wrongdoing, It is, in fact, for the company's benefit that they do that, because the company is losing money, assets, and value. And if I owned a company, I would be protecting and celebrating the whistleblower for bringing this in. However, what happens is that they get victimized, as Dr. De Meyer, and they get shut out.
We've had multiple examples here in South Africa. Can you name a few as to, that the whistleblowers have really helped the country?
If you look at right now, top of the news internationally is Alpha Williams. I mean, he blew the whistle on Baines.
Yes.
What action has been taken against Baines in Africa? Zero, nothing, nada. He is sitting in Britain for his own protection. Now, if Baines broke, and no secret in this, and I'm not saying something that's new. Baines broke South African Revenue Services. And up until today, they're trying to rebuild it. So Ethel Williams did the country a great service in terms of sharing what he knew, exposing the wrongdoing that took place there. But he's the one that's suffering. Baines is doing business in South Africa. They still got a very strong office here. They're still continuing doing business, and they're doing business internationally. It took great guts for the British government to say to Baines, you will not do business here. Why doesn't South African government do the same here? And why do other corporates still continue?
Is there an official statement around this? Is there an official government policy around this?
Around what?
Around how we treat whistleblowers and how we protect them?
Well, we've got laws. The laws were written starting in 2009, 2012, but the difficulty is that the application and the implementation of those laws for protection is very weak. And, I mean, I'm repeating what Zondo said. as a matter of urgency, effective protection from retaliation. So what we need is, the law that we have is the Protected Disclosure Act. So when a whistleblower comes forward, and using the Protected Disclosure Act to give information about wrongdoing, they should be protected from harm in the workplace. That is so as effective as you can get. Because whistleblowers get fired, they get intimidated, and they either resign or are fired because they are not protected under the proper laws. And the whistleblower house have been established because the state is not doing what is required.
In other words, this is filling the gap.
We are filling the gap that ought to be filled by government in terms of making sure that whistleblowers are taken care of. The impact on a whistleblower is devastating.
Yeah.
People commit suicide.
Yeah.
They lose their jobs. They are bankrupt. It takes them years to recover from once they blow the whistle and they get victimized.
And of course, because there's also a social aspect. You know, we're always taught from being a kid, you know, don't tell on and don't be that person. But at the same time, you reach a stage where you see something immoral happening and you feel that you morally have the duty to step forward. And we have all of these terrible negative ways of approaching people who do this, but yet it's absolutely vital, as we've seen in South Africa.
It is vital. The condition that society is suffering on right now is because of wrongdoing in the state, and billions have been lost. If we had whistleblowers and the will to listen to whistleblowers and to act on what they report, quite sure that South Africa would have been in a much better position than what we are now. If you look at the big items over the last 10 years when it talks about nuclear, ESCOM industry.
So many.
Whistleblowers are those people that brought those to the fore, and we were able to stop it. And now we're still reaping the fruits of the wrongdoing.
Absolutely right. Ben Teron, Executive Director of the Whistleblower House, giving us some perspective. It is 8:23. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.